say. If you afraid, then come on with me. And I know what you came here to do. Knock, knock, let me see you get loose. Going down for real.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
What's up? Happy Friday, everybody. We have a huge Cleveland Browns Daily for you today, driven, of course, by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, and Akiad with you here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. At 1:15, we will be joined by Mel Kiper Jr., NFL draft guru from ESPN. At 2 o'clock, ESPN NFL analyst Lewis Riddick will be calling in. And at 2:30, Matt Miller from the Bleacher Report will be calling in. So we've got a lot of great analysts talking draft with you here less than a week away from the 2015 NFL draft. The Cavs, nice road win last night in Boston. They're one win away from the second round. So a lot to get to. Gentlemen, how you guys doing?
I'm doing great, man. Excited for a big day.
Fantastic. I mean, Lewis Riddick and Mel Kiper Jr., I mean, it doesn't get much better than that.
And Matt Miller, no slouch himself.
No disrespect to Matt Miller, but I mean, you know, I think Lewis Riddick is probably the best guy ESPN has to offer on their national platform from a player personnel perspective.
He's good, so we'll get his take on this Browns roster on this upcoming draft. Same with Mel Kiper Jr. But before we get into anything, there's a story right now on the Browns mobile app or at clevelandbrowns.com that you can read about Dwayne Bowe. Have either of you guys heard about what Dwayne Bowe did in the last week?
I mean, really, not that I didn't like him before, but that's not something you fake.
And you're right about that. It's not something you fake, but of all the cities
finish what you're saying.
All the cities that I played in, I think that Cleveland's fan base and Kansas City's fan base are, you know, the high end of the National Football League, of the most passionate, you know, ravenous fans that are out there. So he's making a lateral move from, you know, that raucous crowd that's at, you know, at Arrowhead Stadium right here to First Energy Stadium.
So for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, Dwayne Bowe went back to Kansas City this week for a Chiefs fans funeral. I mean, pure class.
Total class. And the pure person whose funeral he attended was Betty Johnson. She was a Chiefs season ticket holder for nearly 30 years who recently passed away at the age of 86. At one point, she even gave up her house to have enough money to keep Chiefs season tickets. She always sat right down by the field, and before every game, Dwayne Bowe and other Chiefs players would give her a kiss on the cheek. She was affectionately known as Grandma to those players. Sat in the front row near the 45-yard line, beloved by the players, and Bowe kissed her before every single game. Not only did Dwayne Bowe fly in for the funeral, he actually stood up and said a few words at the funeral, and here's what Bowe had to say. Quote, "You might have thought you were the Chiefs' number one fan, but in so many ways, we were yours. Thanks for making Arrowhead feel like home to me. I will continue to play my heart out for you. Kisses to you, my special angel." So you knew you were excited about getting Dwayne Bowe, the football player, the wide receiver, and what he could do. But to see, you know, what a guy you're getting as well, that's poignant. You've been in NFL locker rooms. How rare is something like this?
First time I've heard of something like that from a guy who has moved on from one city but yet oh so connected to a fan base, to one individual person. In some cases, their super fan, you know, their pumpkin head, their macho man, their, you know, the dog guy in the first row, whatever it might be. It's very rare. And I think across the board, well beyond the fact that we're just a Cleveland Browns show, I've heard it on Really Big Show. I've heard it on the Golden Boys. I've heard it nationally get the attention. And the whole point of being is you've got to get excited for the fact that Dwayne Bowe is going to be a contributor on the field. That's why you pay him the money to do so. But you're getting a high character guy, you know, who in some cases, as I've said many times, since he was a potentially available, going to get released by the Kansas City Chiefs, you know, I wanted the Debo show here because he needs a change of scenery. And that change of scenery will be, you know, passionate fans. He talked about the new uniforms on the uniform, you know, reveal night.
Sure.
And also, too, an opportunity to play in this offense, which is going to be rejuvenated with John DeFilippo.
Well, and it's one thing to have super fans, but it's another thing when the players are that connected to a particular fan.
Absolutely.
Was there anybody in San Diego that was like that much of a fan that the players actually knew about or would, you know, not to look at and say, oh, they're in a costume, but to look at and say, oh, this is, you know, this is just a woman, Betty Johnson. She was just there at the 45 and they called her grandma.
The closest thing to that, you know, from my days in San Diego or San Francisco is, you know, when you know immediately coming out of the tunnel. You go out of your way, whether it's in most cases it's your pregame, your pre warm up, not when you're coming out as a team, but when you're in your sweats.
Yep.
You go out of your way, even with your headphones on, you take them off and you chat for a few minutes with that section of fans or that fan, or and you go out of your way to do that because you know they're there every week when you were getting beat.
Those are your people.
In your 4-12 year in San Diego, but they're also there and they're the loudest at 14-2. And you go out of your way to do that. You give them their time, and that's why they continue to be a paying customer and support you each and every Sunday.
It's just a great story, and again, I urge you to check it out at clevelandbrowns.com or, of course, on the Browns mobile app. But just a nice story shedding a lot of light on what a good guy you've got here in Dwayne Bowe.
Particularly because I think a lot of people, he had a couple running, maybe a suspension or something.
Yes.
For something minor that, people maybe had the wrong impression of him and didn't realize what a great member of the community he will be.
And it just goes to show that even, I watched the other day, just to bring it up, I watched the ESPN 30 for 30 Rand University on Randy Moss.
Yep.
Randy Moss had his share of problems, but at his core, and as time goes on, you see what a fine man Randy Moss is and what a good guy he is and what he's doing for his community, that small town of Rand, West Virginia. And so sometimes you don't know these guys, and they don't go out and seek. Put it this way, in today's day and age, I think we can all agree, negative publicity is a lot easier to find than positive publicity.
And it's also, a lot of it is appearances. Like, 3-4 years ago, if I would have said the name AP to you, you would have been, oh, this AP, he's got the smile, he's the All-American guy. When really, behind closed doors, the guy's got nine kids with 8 different women, he's beating the kids, and, he's really not a good guy. But it's the perception sometimes. You get the perception in one way or the other, and it's hard to spin it around the other way.
Look at our guy Tiger Woods. Same thing.
Tiger Woods.
Guy's playing great golf because he's doing something behind closed doors.
Yeah, but Tiger Woods was never accused of beating children.
Right.
No.
But he
difference.
Had his fair share of fun.
Yeah, he did.
Which
but
got
that's
him
fine.
Focused on Thursday through Sunday.
That's fine. That's totally fine. And he's going to be responsible for a nice dinner at Ken Stewart's for me. Thank you very much, Tiger Woods.
Oh, St. Andrews, he's going to tear that place up.
He's not that good anymore.
He's gonna tear it up.
Can't wait. He's gonna play. He's gonna play at the Players. So he announced that yesterday.
That's not a major.
No,
that doesn't count.
I know.
I want to count for my bet, but he's playing. I know
he's
out there. No, he's right. He's out there.
You know, I'm gonna be celebrating on the air when that happens. I may have to come in on a Monday after for a special appearance after he wins.
If he wins a major, you can come in on a Monday and you can gloat and talk about the dinner that you're gonna get as a result of what Tiger Woods has done.
We'll pull up the Ken Stewart's menu. You can tell us exactly what you can order.
Start ordering right now. You can start ordering. It'll be great. Cavs last night, nice tough road win. How about Kevin Love hitting some big shots?
Oh, he's not
the
third best player on that basketball team.
Come on, Gibbs. Gibbs. Come on, Gibbs.
What?
Is he now the third best player on the team?
Yeah. I knew that. That lasted all of 7 minutes before.
And Tristan Thompson, by the way, had a great game, 12.7 boards.
He had 5 offensive boards. The Celtics had 9 as a team.
Okay. What I love about the performance last night is Boston plays so hard and they're so well coached.
And physical.
They're not going to give an inch, and the Cavs did not back down. The raucous crowd did not bother them. I mean, the Cavs know they're the better team. They know they're going to win the series. But I just like the way that they took care of business.
I do, too. And it was on a night when Kyrie Irving was 3 of 11 from the floor for 13 points, and the offense was fine. That's what I'm saying. J.R. Smith stepped up and had a good game.
Yeah.
Kevin Love, huge, 23 points, 9 boards. But the one thing that concerned me in that one, we got to shoot better than 62% at the line if we're going to go all the way.
We will. And the bigger the game, the bigger J.R. plays.
You got to understand, too, like that arena – is not warm in any way. We all talk about San Antonio turning up the heat last year in the finals. Well, in Boston, it's so – they leave it the temperature that they leave it for Bruins games. So literally on the court, it's like 32 degrees.
That's nuts.
It is ridiculous.
How can they do that?
Home court.
Listen, it's fine. Cavaliers doing it. They're going to sweep them, and it's going to be.
And that place will go dormant for the next eight months.
Yes.
Good.
It'll be real cold then.
Good.
It'll be frigid, folks. How about the Warriors game last night?
Yeah.
I went to bed.
Let me tell you something. Monty Williams, don't pass go. Don't collect $200. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. Go coach in the CBA or something, because how you don't foul Golden State is the greatest three-point shooting team in the world.
In the history.
Maybe in the history of the game, and he's not fouling up three with 5 seconds to go. I mean, what is wrong with that? How does that guy have a job?
Brian Windhorst and I do a show every Friday morning over on ESPN 1540, and he said, there's a good chance Monty Williams isn't going to be the head coach based on how he's done in this series. Like, Monday night.
He shouldn't be coaching the next game.
Yeah, I mean, Monday night. go home. You're fired. In the middle of a series, you're fired. Monday night, he's got four timeouts. And I'm watching Golden State making this run. They're up by 12, New Orleans is. And I'm like, call timeout. I'm yelling at my TV at 12:30 in the morning, yelling, call timeout. Stop the run. You've got – never used a timeout the entire fourth quarter. What, you get a prize for keeping all your timeouts?
They don't turn into points at the end of the day. No, you certainly do not get a prize.
Normally,
for
that's
points.
Just a Browns problem, I feel like.
Hey.
Yeah.
Come on, Gibbs.
There goes Gibbs' first dig of the day.
Come on now.
Come on now.
Of course.
So we're going to have a lot of draft talk today. Again, just to reset, if you're just joining us, the girl Wilhelm Kidd here in studio in the Dog Bowl in Berea. At 1:15, right after this break, Mel Kiper Jr. from ESPN will be with us. Now, Mel Kiper and Todd McShay did a live three-round mock draft yesterday. Mel made some of the picks for the Browns. McShay made some of the picks for the Browns. But I think it ended up, if you're a Browns fan, I think you'd be pretty happy with the draft that you get coming out of there. And I'd be curious to see if Mel would have done things differently, where McShay picked, where Mel picked as well for the Browns. So we'll talk to him about that, what he sees the Browns doing. We also will have Lewis Riddick from ESPN at 2, Matt Miller from the Bleacher Report at 2:30. We've got the Friday forecast with you. We're going to take your Twitter questions at Nathan Zagura, at Matt Wilhelm 35, at DaKid, that's D-A-K-I-D 97, and of course at Browns. _daily. So Mel Kiper Jr. will be joining us next live here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.